formation with this thought-out saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the rage no more, like a video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it ass to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrugging it ass to stay. She'd sigh like with the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Reavers here, and I'm Brian Young. That's Marie Michelle.
Feeling good?
You feeling good?
Yeah.
Looking good, Marie.
Yeah, you too, Brian.
Thanks. Thanks to Jane. Good show. Something about the woman. She's on, well, they have rotating DJs.
Yes.
Woman music, all female artists.
It's hard to do. Well, no. No, it's not.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of great rocket chicks out there.
And the band can have guys in it, I think, as long as, like, the
we
lead
don't hear them.
Singer is a... as long as you don't hear them, yeah, keep them at bay. No, all-woman artists, good show. They have rotating DJs, the longest-running show on MFO.
I think
and
so, yeah.
Maybe anywhere. That's always before Crash Course. For the Reavers, 11 to 1. But now, it's time to rock. Yeah, we came to rock. And take a request, 855-915-9636. We like deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, local rock. We have Martha Bourne calling in. We have...
Well, she's coming in, right?
Yes, she's coming in and performing. I think she said the bassist from Girls, Guns, and Glory is going to be with her, too.
All right.
I don't know. I'm not sure if she has a full band coming in. She might. She said she'd be coming at 2, so they can't have too much stuff if she's coming in that late.
Well, we'll see.
We're on until 4. Yeah. In case you're listening, Martha, we're on until 4, so don't get too scared. I'm not trying to scare you. I better get in there.
You don't try to do these things.
No, I don't.
Happen.
I just do it. Drummer from the Long Riders will be coming in, Greg Souders. He'll call in 20 minutes or so. 1:30-ish.
Okay.
Here's Dr. Feelgood. Oh, give us your request. 855-915-9636. I'm Brian. It's a Crash Course for the Ravers.
Busted now, baby. Street. Don't wanna die on Dead End Street, no, no. Dead End Street, Dead End Street. All the cold and frosty morning, wipe my eyes and stop me yawning. And my feet are nearly frozen. All the tea and puss and toast on. What are we living for? To run the pub and on the second floor. No chance to emigrate. Deep in debt and now it's much too late. We both want to work so hard, but we can't understand. People are living on Dead End Street. Living on mine on Dead End Street. Don't wanna die on Dead End Street.
body now. I don't have to move my feet, I wanna dance. You better be good now. You better be good. You better be good now. We'll hit the North Shore, then the South Shore, then we'll go downtown and we'll dance some more. Tell you, baby, what I can do. I wanna show you now. I wanna something new. I wanna dance. You better be good now. You better be good. You better be good now. Now, hit out now.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Well, we were gonna meet again and wait.
you're on the air.
Right on, hello.
Greg Souders?
That's me, Brian.
What's up, Greg? How's it going?
Hey, it's going great, man. Thanks for inviting me onto your show.
No problem. Love having you. This is, we're talking with Greg Souders. He's with the Long Riders. Long Riders, an American alternative country and Paisley underground band, principally active between 1983 and 87, who periodically regrouped for brief reunions 2004, 2009, 2016, in answer to fan demands. Lots of fans, huh, Greg?
So far, so good, man. We thought we were sick of each other, and we were fighting over all the hundreds of dollars we had earned. and we took a little break for 10 or 15 years and decided it's actually not a bad little rock and roll band, and God bless the fans. They said, come back and play, and so far, so good.
That's excellent. I mean, you guys are awesome. I got your box set, was listening to it all the way in. Great stuff. Song that, right away comes to mind, Lewis and Looking for Lewis and Clark, just fantastic stuff. You guys are from L.A., right?
Yeah, we formed in Los Angeles in the early 80s. I was actually the only native, and everybody else had sort of fled to the West Coast to find fame and fortune. Sid Griffin, one of our lead singers and songwriters, came out from Louisville, Kentucky. And we had a guy named Stephen McCarthy, one of our other singers, great pedal steel and B-bender guitar player. He was a country dude that came out from Richmond, Virginia. And then our other singer and bassist and band archivist, Tom Bingo Stevens, came out from Elkhart, Indiana. And he's home right now rooting for the Cubbies.
Awesome. And I was reading you had a couple of South American transplants. Is that true?
I guess if you can call Kentucky and Virginia South America.
All right.
Yeah, to me, that's South America. But and then like I said, I was the LA guy, so everybody came out and we literally formed a garage.
Maybe I just read that wrong. Okay, all right.
I like it, man. But yeah, man, I was the Ramones ex Blasters guy, and then we had a Merle Haggard and Grant Parsons guy, and then we had a Faces guy. Everybody came together, and kind of in the post punk LA scene, the Paisley Underground emerged. People started listening to 60s psychedelic music, and we threw in that country western thing, and bang, it was the Long Riders.
Lots and lots of flavors in there. This is the first time I knew of you guys, but I never really heard of the genre Paisley Underground.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know these bands that are mentioned under that when I looked it up, Yeah, cool stuff. Paisley Underground.
I think they came up with that name, back in the day, pre-internet, when everything was fanzines and word of mouth. The rock critics, they always needed a name for a scene. And like I said, it was kind of the post-punk, post-Germs, post-Circle Jerks, post-X-LA scene. And it was bands like Us and Dream Syndicate and 3 O'Clock. Green on Red and the Bangles, before they were the Bangles, they were called the Bangs. It was all these bands that kind of hung out together. Everybody sounded a little bit different, but we all kind of loved that 60s LA sound, and it just morphed into a lot of different things. And ironically, some of these bands are still going today, so it's kind of fun. It reminds, we used to call them kids, now they're old men. Reminds them of their youth, I reckon.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, the Stones are showing. You can basically rock till you drop it, in your 80s,
yeah.
I guess, So, it's...
That's it, man. Let's see, Chuck Berry turned 90, the Stones in the mid-70s. Why not? We're kids compared to them. So,
right.
We figured let's put it back together. Let's see where we can go. We got some shows coming up in your part of the world on the East Coast in a couple weeks. And, so we figured let's just go and until we can't do it anymore. Why not, right?
Sounds great. So, is it the original band you have with you coming around?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, all four original guys, man. And, like I said, after you figure out what you were fighting about when you were kids didn't really matter, then you realize, hey, these guys are my brothers. It's hard to play rock and roll. There's not so many rock and roll bands out there anymore. And so let's go out there and show the kids that there's this scene, and what they're doing now, maybe it connects back to us, just like, you know, the stuff before us connected to what we were doing.
That's fantastic. Please keep up the great work, Greg. And, why don't you tell us about the tour? Where have you been playing? Where did you play recently? What's going on?
Right on, Brian. Thanks, man. Well, we came back from Europe. During the summer, we went to Spain and Sweden and the UK, England and Ireland, and played there. We always had a great fan base in Europe. They're very loyal, and they still come out and see us, which is great. And because we've been doing that for the last few years, we did a couple shows in the States, and everything felt great. And the guy said, well, let's talk about maybe making a new record, which would be a lot of fun. So we decided to do these shows coming up. We hadn't been to the East Coast in a long time. And so we're coming in 2 weeks. We're going to be on November, November 10, we're at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City. And the 11th, we're up in your neck of the woods in Somerville at the Once Ballroom. And on Saturday, November 12, we're at Cafe 9 down in New Haven. And lest I forget, we're playing on Wednesday the 9th at Monty Hall in Jersey City. So, yeah, man, it's that. And then we'll be back on the West Coast next spring. So it's suddenly a thing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I'm going to try and make it November 11th to that Somerville show. Once Ballroom, great place. I've hosted shows there. It's you're going to have fun.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah.
You tell them you know the drummer, and we'll put you on the half price list for sure.
Thanks, Greg.
It's tight. You know, it's tight. Man.
I know how it goes. All right. So you were talking about new album. Well, you have a box set out. Is this new?
Yeah, it's pretty new. It came out at the beginning of the year, and this company called Sherry Red out of the UK. It's kind of their, kind of like Rhino is here in the US. It's,
yeah, I love Rhino
issue label.
Yeah,
it's cool. So they do it out of the UK, Cherry Red, and they put this box set together, and basically it was, you know, the greatest hits and near misses for us. And like I said, our bass player Tom Stevens put a lot of love into that thing, and we put in some old pictures and a bunch of stuff.
I'm looking through it right
live
now.
Live things. Yeah, cool, man. And it turned out it went really well. You know, for a bunch of old guys that still rock and roll, they said it was, at the beginning of the year, their biggest seller, which I only mentioned that because I was probably more surprised than anybody else that people wanted to hear it. And they did a great job. The cover picture, if you guys want to order it, it's cool. It's one of my favorite photographers, a dude named Henry Dilts, who did a bunch of pictures with the Eagles and Neil and, you know, Graham back in the day. So that was kind of cool. He took some old pictures of us, and we got to use one. And I don't know. I think it came out okay.
It looks great, and I'm looking at it. I like this little poster. It's like I'm going to hang it up in the studio, but I don't know which side to hang up. You got both sides covered, and it's awesome.
Well, I appreciate it. And for those of you that can't, your younger fans that can't get into physical, it's up on all the digital. It's up on Spotify. You can listen to it on iTunes, wherever you need to get it. But physical's cool because, like you said, you get that poster, and you still can't beat that. I know you've got your fans are big vinyl guys, and
right.
and anything physical. It's nice to put your hands on it. You know, it's different, right?
A lot of the stuff I played, I actually bought in a music store and put into our system.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah. That's the way it goes.
You told me before we jumped on that you were playing Love, 7 and 7 Is, man.
Right.
Those are the bands growing up in L.A., without a doubt, I wouldn't have played drums if I didn't hear that stuff. You know, it's cool.
It's great stuff, for sure. Yeah, we love it. Now I'm going to, Long Riders, now that I have this box set, they're going to be a staple right here on the show, as well as Love and those bands. So,
yeah, man, I appreciate it. And,
tell your
and
friends.
Like you said, tell us, friend. I think the move is for us to write some new songs together, try to get something out. So it gives us one of those songs to play between all the old ones, where everybody goes, "Hey, I don't think I know that one." And I think we're going to take a crack at something new in the next couple of months. So that'll be fun.
Right. So, are you in the process of writing, or?
Yeah. The guys, of course, the scariest thing you ever hear is when the drummer steps up and says, "Hey, fellas, I got one here." So they told me to wait a second while they're writing. But you know, it says, "Count to four and start over, kid." That's my mission.
Even Ringo.
Other guys are writing.
Yeah, even Ringo got like one song and album, didn't he?
Yeah, man, the great Ringo Starr. So, that's why I keep reminding him. If it was good enough for the Beatles, it might be okay for us.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Am I forgetting anything? You want to plug anything? Anything else?
Hey, first of all, I just want to thank you and your fans listening for tuning in today. It's really a pleasure to get to be on your cool show. And like I said, we'll be on the East Coast in 2 weeks, so we hope to see everybody, at the Once Ballroom up there in Somerville. And
November 11th.
The support. That's right. Thank you. And I think it's going to be great.
And you have a band, Cactus Attack, opening up for you.
Right on, man. I'm looking forward to seeing them. And I'll tell you, I know your fans like all the new psych and crazy underground stuff. There's a couple cool bands out in Los Angeles right now you should check out. There's a young all-girl band. They're all teenagers called The Regrets that are just starting. They're super cool. It's kind of like the Ramones meet the Shangri-Las. That's really cool.
I'll definitely check that out. Sounds great.
Yeah. I just thought I'd put some out there, something new, and I got no political affiliation other than I think they're cool. And, vote early and vote often. I got to remind everybody. And, man, I hope you come and see us play, Brian. I'm really stoked you had me on. Thank you.
I'd love to see you in person for sure. And, like I said, we'll be spending your tracks here. I'm going to play a threefer of the Long Riders right now. How's that?
I love it, man.
Any particular ones you want to hear?
Well, I love Final Wild Son, I love Wreck of the 809, and then one of the band's favorite songs is a song called I Had a Dream that the great Henry Louis produced. He produced the Flying Burrito Brothers and Joni Mitchell, so that was a real pleasure to work with him.
Okay, I'm going to try and play all those. I want to play Lewis and Looking for Lewis and Clark because I think that's the one like most people know, but I'm going to try and play all those.
Play
other
that
suits.
One, baby. That's a great. I played piano on that, put an X on one key and told me I could play a piano on that song.
Just one key, huh?
One key, man, with an X on it, and I still had to do it more than once.
That's awesome. Okay, remember, November 11th at the Once Ballroom, the Long Riders. Greg Souders, thank you very much, brother.
Brian, thanks for your time, man, and rock it out, everybody.
All right. Don't be a stranger. Keep in touch and, let us know what your future projects are,
Word.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, man.
Rock on.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Fun, baby.
If you're a liberal defeatocrat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it.
Freeze!
So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Peace.
Do it. Baby.
And don't ever calm down. Free bass.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Greg Souders, great guy. Great stuff. Great interview. That was good. I liked him. Great band. Go see them November 11th at Once Ballroom. We have Martha Bourne coming in. Rumor has it she has people from Girls Guns and Glory with her and should be a rocking good time.
It was fun last time with her.
Yeah, she's always
she's
fun.
Great.
So she's not here yet, so it's going to be a little while. How about a Bowie block?
How's about
a Bowie block?
Sounds good.
All right, on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Everything but cold fire. You will be my rest and peace, child. I moved up to take a place near you. So tired. It's the sky that makes you feel tried. It's a trick to make you see wide. It can all but break your